Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me at Joyce Go. Earnings season just ended last month, so let's take a closer look at the report care, report card, which sectors outperformed and which underperformed. Joining us on the line is Cheryl Pola, Deputy Head of Equity from Affin Hwang Asset Management. Over to you, Joyce.
Good morning, Cheryl. Let's first take a look at the benchmark FBMKLCI. It is currently up 3.5% year to date. But most unit trust funds are not posting returns anywhere close to 3.5%. So what's going on?
Good morning, Joyce. You're absolutely right. I think 95%, maybe 98% of funds have underperformed the index this year. And if you look at the extent of the underperformance, it's unusually large, with many small cap funds posting negative returns. If you look at the KLCI, it's been supported by a very narrow swath of stocks, with the bulk of the return coming from, say, a handful of banking and consumer names. Companies such as, you know, Maybank, CIMB, Public Bank, and Nestle is up 50% year-to-date and trades at a height-defying 50 times PE. Now, in contrast, the broader market has been overwhelmingly negative, with certain small-cap stocks, which were the darlings of last year, down 30% year-on-year. And the small-cap index itself is down close to 7%. So you have the CI up by 3.5% and the small cap index down by 7%. So it's a very sharp decline in a short period of time, despite the fact that, you know, economic conditions are still quite robust. It's hard to pinpoint what's driving this broader sell down. Now, while we do see increasing volatility in the macro environment, part of this could also just be due to pre-election selling or locking in gains on stocks which have done well last year. But the magnitude of the sell-down within a short period of time is definitely something we need to monitor closely.
As you mentioned, the banking heavyweights and consumer stocks seem to be holding up better compared to the other sectors in the market. Any reason why?
Okay, whenever there is uncertainty, the focus tends to shift to liquidity and quality. The past 2 or 3 years, we've seen small-cap stocks doing very well as the earnings growth has been better and much higher than the big caps. And there's also been an element of PE rating because of growth scarcity. Now that overall, I think macro growth is coming back, there is a greater interest in the big caps. In terms of banks, I think there are two things working in their favor. Firstly, we have the rising interest rate cycle, which favors them because net interest margins should rise. And secondly, and this has been a big driver for the earnings last year, I think asset quality is improving with most of the oil and gas impairments over and done with. So for the banking sector, we have two drivers, both pre-provision growth and provisions themselves. Now, secondly, we look at consumer stocks. Consumer stocks have actually done very poorly the last 2 or 3 years. And the reasons are quite simple. Firstly, you know, it's been hard for the top line to recover after GST. And secondly, the cost of inputs have been hit by the weaker ringgit. Both these factors are reversing this year. Although I must admit the magnitude of, you know, positive share price performance of certain stocks such as Nestle, it exceeds the expected earnings recovery.
Cheryl, what's your view on the recently concluded earnings season and which sectors outperformed or underperformed?
Overall, I think earnings were not too bad. Full-year earnings were up about 7 to 8% for the year, which is a nice change after three or four years of negative earnings. And the number of stocks which disappointed was quite similar to the number of stocks which positively surprised, which is not bad in a Malaysian context. Now, in terms of what drove growth, it was really the banks, again, which posted earnings growth of about 14%. And for Maybank, the primary driver was significantly lower impairments, whereas for CIMB, the driver was strong pre-provision profit. Other sectors which did well include technology. Earnings were up 20% Q&Q, but interestingly, actually, the technology stocks have done very badly this year. And the glove sector has also did well. It has been benefiting from tightening environmental standards in China. Now, one name to highlight, say, in terms of consumer, which highlights the fact that there is some improving consumer spending, is Aeon, which posted significantly better retail earnings on a Q-on-Q and year-on-year basis. Now, if we move on to stocks which did poorly, I think the oil and gas and media continue to post very weak results. For oil and gas stocks, you know, there's usually a lag between oil price recovery and contracts being dished out. And for the media, I think the structural challenges are quite clear.
Real quick, with the limited time that we have, possible wildcard for markets could be the upcoming GE14. Can investors expect more volatile trading days ahead for Bursa?
I think the volatility is already here. The way we look at elections is that it's an event risk that needs to be gotten out of the way for the market to move forward. uncertainty always creates volatility. So once it's out of the way, investors can refocus on the economy and earnings.
Thanks for your input, Cheryl. That was Cheryl Puller, Deputy Head of Equity at Affin Hwang Asset Management.
And now let's zoom out and take a look at international markets. There have been some key developments in the US over the past 24 hours. Not only have we had February's inflation data, we also had the firing of the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. How are investors digesting all of this? We asked Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at London Fuse Capital Managers in New York. Tan Chung Han speaks to him.